The Public News Service is reporting that as Michigan looks ahead to the new year, state environmental officials are laying out priorities for protecting the water. Michigan borders four of the five Great Lakes and has more than 11,000 inland lakes, along with thousands of miles of rivers and streams. Those waters supply drinking water, support recreation and tourism, and help drive the state's economy. A newly released 2025 State of the Great Lakes report from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, known as EAGLE, offers a roadmap for what's next. A highlight, according to EAGLE spokesperson Jeff Johnston, focuses on the growing concern around PFAS contamination.
Michigan has a task force, essentially, of several agencies who've dedicated their combined efforts to looking at PFAS and how to find it and what to do about it when we find it.
The report also highlights long-term cleanup efforts across the state, including the recovery of Muskegon Lake after decades of pollution, along with ongoing work to control invasive species that threaten native fish and wildlife. Rather than only focusing on the challenges, the report also looks at how progress happens. Johnston says collaboration is a consistent theme throughout the review.
Many of the articles in the report deal with the cooperative efforts of government, business, industry, nonprofits, individuals, academia.
The Great Lakes hold about 21% of the world's surface fresh water, and as Michigan heads into 2026, Johnston says their size and significance put the work ahead into perspective.
Michigan has 3,200 miles of Great Lakes shoreline. This is something that I think Michiganders care about deeply, and we really want to preserve it for our benefit, for the environment, and for future generations.
I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.